Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everyone. It's Chris Moore in the house until 3 o'clock today. Our number here is 866-391-1020. That's talk or text. You can write me at the Dollar Bank Instant Access Center, found at our website, kdkradio.com. I've read several articles about angry white men lately. And it must be the Kavanaugh effect, as allegations seem to spark this wave of male fury inside the GOP, which is dominated by white men. But I don't know what you're so angry at. You hold most of the major positions right now, but you're feeling threatened by something you may have done in your past, that some woman, a feminist, somebody is going to come forward and say something about you. Now, don't blame me for bringing this up and start, Chris, why are you always talking about race? Look, Rush Limbaugh is talking about this. Ann Coulter is talking about this. The senator from South Carolina who had his rant is talking about this, saying he will not shut up. Angry white men are going to have an effect on this election because they're going to be motivated by the president who makes fun of a woman who has suffered trauma. It is amazing to me that this man seems to have no empathy for anyone or anything that they have been through. And all the angry white men are going to get active. So women and other folks, you better wake up. And I'm glad you feel threatened, to tell you the truth. It's about time you felt threatened. You run almost everything in the country. I don't know what you're so scared of, except for losing your position of power that you have. These sexual assault allegations, according to the Washington Post, against Brett Kavanaugh have sparked a wave of unbridled anger. And as I said, they're talking about it from Rush Limbaugh to Ann Coulter to the Washington Post and everything else. I want to know what you're so mad about. Have you done something in your past that you're afraid that some woman is going to come back with an allegation against you? Were you not raised as a gentleman? What are you so mad about? I know what it is. You just feel threatened. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, management professionals and mixed occupations, you hold 80% of all that stuff. Chief executives, 90%. These are Fortune 500 companies. Business and financial operations, 80% of those. You're feeling threatened that some woman is coming to take your job. That's what you're feeling threatened about. And they're going to get active, too, I guarantee you. White men are going to flock to the Republican Party. They feel like they haven't had a voice, and I don't know why, because they're running everything. Legal occupations, 86% of the folks that hold most of those legal occupations, including judges, magistrates, and other judicial workers, paralegals, are held by white folks, and most of them are men. What are you so mad about? You control everything. You're probably 80% of all airline pilots, 75% of all police chiefs. You run everything, and you feel threatened by this Kavanaugh effect that some woman is going to come out of your past and make some sort of statement about. So if you're an angry white man, I want to hear from you today. Why do you feel threatened? Black folks been threatened all their lives, whether it's police brutality or just trying to make a living. And now all of a sudden you feel threatened and you run almost everything in the country. And whatever you do, don't call here and talk about Chris. You're always talking about race. Because as I said, Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, all their college professors who are people are flocking to the elections so they can talk about this stuff and what they're so angry about. It's so interesting to see how this Kavanaugh effect has come out and gotten a hold of just about everybody that you can talk about. I just don't understand why you're so upset, and I'd like to hear from you so you can tell me what it is that you're upset about. Now, there are a lot of things that we could talk about besides Judge Kavanaugh. I know that's the conversation of the day. Stoney just left here and did 3 hours on it, and I'll talk about it too, other than the Kavanaugh effect that I'm talking about. But there are other things you ought to be concerned about. Do you know that a Chinese ship came within 45 feet of an American warship that was plotting the navigation and its right to navigate in international waters, that these folks are armed to the teeth, that the president is mad at China and China's mad at the president, and we could be on the brink of war? Everybody's talking about this text alert that came from the president. Well, they say it didn't really come from him, and whether it's needed or not. I don't care whether it's needed or not. They didn't send it to me anyway, so I must be low man on the totem pole, the last one they want to warn if there's some sort of national emergency. And I can see why that would be the case, but I didn't get it. But whether you got it or not, sometimes they're going to tell you that the incoming missiles are just about ready to fly. And I wonder what you're going to do when that text alert comes out. These folks are talking about war and rumors of war, and we're talking about Kavanaugh. I guarantee you, Mr. Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed to the Supreme Court because these angry white males who are in charge of the Senate are going to vote for him, and they'll do it by tomorrow or Saturday at the latest. They've already called for cloture and a vote. They're going to push this forward. So, women, how are you going to react? Black folks, how are you going to react? You going to get registered to vote? Margaret Mead told me one time, the anthropologist I interviewed her, she told me anytime the left wakes up, the right does too. And I think this is a perfect example of it. People who are feminists have been coming out and finally finding their voice. White males are scared to death about it, and they don't know what they're going to do. So what are they going to do? Somebody tell me, 866-391-1020, talk or text, Dollar Bank Instant Access at kdkaradio.com. You got 90% of almost everything that's going on, and all of a sudden you feel threatened. I find that amazing, to tell you the truth. Many women have been threatened all their lives. Connie Chung just came forward talking about 50 years ago, she was sexually assaulted. And these people repress these memories, develop PTSD behind it, and now you're scared that some woman's going to come out and say that about you. You got nothing to be scared of. Kavanaugh has nothing to be scared of. He's going to be confirmed by the weekend. 866-391-1020, talk or text, Dollar Bank Instant Access at kdkradio.com. I'm Chris Moore. Let's check the traffic with Scott Stiller and see what's going on the highways and byways around Pittsburgh, and then we'll take your calls next on KDK. Text KDK Radio at 866-391-1020. The text line is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Goodbye, Chris, someone texts. I am not going to sit here and listen to your racist rant and the bashing of our president. KDK has finally gone to the dark side for the liberal left. We're going over to Fox then, where it's more to your liking, where white guys can tell you why you should be so upset at all these feminists who are taking your jobs. Here's another one. I didn't get that message either, the text message. Oh, well, I guess we're not going to be in the know. This is Dwayne from Penn Hills. It's all about Republicans and Democrats. Do Republicans want to rule America? They're all sexist and racist. Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Here's another one. Great opening monologue, Chris. It's always good hearing your voice on the air. Carry on. Done with KDK is another one. All you liberal Trump-hating host, Beverly. Well, goodbye, Beverly. You're done. Good riddance, I say. Go on over to Fox where all those white men can tell you what to do and how to act as a woman. Here's another one. With the past, I'd better never try to be on the Supreme Court with my past. I bet a lot of people feel that way. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll start with Brian in Belle Vernon. Brian, you're on KDK.
Hey, Chris, how you doing today?
Real fine. Go ahead.
Hey, there's a lot of angry people out there, black and white, but I think it's the angry white people in power, not the angry white people that aren't in power.
I think you're exactly right.
You know, it's all a question of power. We're all angry. You know what I mean?
Yep. I think you're exactly right.
Angrier and angrier. Mm-hmm. Hey, and as far as them missiles, here's what I'd do. I'd start hiding behind my angry white women and my angry black women when that missile starts dropping.
I'm afraid that ain't going to help you. That was a good joke, but that ain't going to help you if the missiles fly. We won't argue about Kavanaugh, black, white, or anything else when the missiles fly. It'll all be over, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're darn right. We need something to unite this country. But it's the only people that ought to be afraid are those that are in power or those that have money. Nobody wants to pick on a poor white guy or a poor black guy.
Well, that was my point, I'm glad you got it. Some people just say, oh, you're racist, but you got it. It's the people in power.
And I've listened to you for too long, Chris. I know you're not a racist. Far from it.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
All right. Take care. Have a good day,
Brian. You too. Let's go to Anunnak in Homewood. Anunnak, you're on KDK.
Chris Moore, my brother from another mother.
How you feel, brother?
I'm angry. I'm an angry black man.
About what? And,
well, first of all, I'm not angry at Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh will be confirmed.
Absolutely.
I think it's a good deal. I think Trump is going to be able to move on to the next step with this draining the swamp stuff that he was talking about. All the people that were trying to get Kavanaugh off or dismissed are the same people who are threatened by his presence on the Supreme Court.
Oh.
So I say, yeah. And I say, go on with it. Because, see, Trump, I told you that John McCain was killed down in Guantanamo. Trump has increased the military budget for these military tribunals. And Judge Kavanaugh is the key to this. Moving on.
I don't know about McCain being killed in Guantanamo. I don't know where you get that information, but he certainly had, Trump certainly has increased the military budget, but every president before him has done that. Obama did the same thing.
Yes, but they tried to use the military to their advantage. But I think this, of course, he's going to use it to his advantage too. But you have all these people who hate him because he hasn't served and he got out of deferments, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? Now he is the commander-in-chief of the military. And the reason why I'm angry is because an angry white man is the one who brought Bill Cosby down, not no sexual sexual trust.
What angry white man brought Bill Cosby down?
The white man that represents Kinder Minder, the gas giant up there in Boston. Bill and Camille Cosby stood up and they protested. They stood up with their neighbors saying that they did not want these people, Kinder Minder, to run a gas line through their property. And the man boasted at an energy conference that he is going to have Bill Cosby taken down by paid witnesses. Every woman that testified against Bill Cosby was paid.
Man, you always have more information than me. You should be hosting a talk show. I don't know that that's true, but I'll take your word for it, okay?
They won't let me. Lord, look up Kinder Minder.
Okay.
And I'm just saying that, it is the lowest form of gullibleness when people accept these sexual issues and then all of a sudden Bill Cosby's guilty. And these women are taking quaaludes. The one woman, she met him at the Playboy Mansion. She called him 70 times afterwards. It's ridiculous.
But that's no reason for him to take advantage of it. Thank you, Anunnak. Always got a lot of information I don't know anything about. KDK Radio News Time, 12:36. It says here at the Talker text line, East Pittsburgh may disincorporate. North Braddock may do the same. I've said for many years, let's get rid of all the 130 fiefdoms in the county of Pittsburgh. Ross. Okay, Ross. Here's another one. Hi, Chris. Glad to hear you on the radio today. Tell KDK to give you this time slot. I would listen every day. Yeah, but unfortunately, all the other people who can't stand to hear a liberal would probably run away. And I don't know why that is. Why? I admit to being liberal. I'm to the left of Ralph Nader. What is it about what I say that turns you off so much that you got to run from it? Are you another threatened white male who's in power who can't do anything but listen to right-wing radio so that you feel fed? It makes me wonder. 866-391-1020 is the number. Talk or text. Let's go to the phones. Anthony in Oakland, you're on KDK.
Well, Chris, learning from you many years ago, it would really would be just the opposite. You'd have phone lines full because they would call in because they would disagree with what you're saying. So that's what management needs to think about.
Well, those are the people I want to hear from. That's right. Why I'm inviting them to call today. What are you so mad about? If you're a white male in power, I'm not talking about somebody who's working, man, but if you're a white male in power, why are you so threatened by feminists or what some woman might say from your past? If you've been behaving as a gentleman, I don't think you got nothing to worry about.
Well, I'm calling out both sides today.
Okay.
I'm calling out Republicans who have been whining about what the Democrats have been doing with obstruction, calling them obstructionists, when they didn't allow a sitting president, when he had a nominee, they wouldn't even allow the hearing.
For 10 months.
So I don't want to hear their whining and complaining. And you Democrats, which I am one, I don't want to hear from you either, because you could have changed this outcome with the last election. Trump only won by 70,000 votes in three states. You sat on your hands. You did protest votes because you didn't want Hillary Clinton to win, and because you Bernie people were upset. And now you went voted for Jill Stein and Gary Johnson. Well, that allowed Trump to win.
Hey, man, you get off me voting for Jill Stein. I'm tired of voting for the evil of two lessers, and I didn't think Hillary Clinton was the right person. The Democratic Party needs to get its act together. That's one thing you're right about. And right now, I still don't see anybody on the horizon who would make a good candidate to face off against Trump in the next presidential election. You're right about the Democrats, but that's why people did what they did. That's why I voted for Jill Stein. I'll tell you that. I didn't want to vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
Well, Chris, they're whining now about the Supreme Court. They're whining about the outcome.
I'm not whining. I know what the outcome is going to be. I know what the outcome is going to be.
And so do they. So why are they putting up this facade? They had an opportunity to change it. They didn't change it. Do victors go to spoils? Once Trump won, he's going to change the Supreme Court the way he wants. Now, this is going to be two nominees. You had an opportunity. You didn't do it. So quit the whining and quit the bemoaning, Democrats. You look like buffoons.
Okay. Thanks, man.
All right.
Here's another reason I think Kavanaugh is going to be on the court. You know, this so-called Roberts Court has been hostile to labor for a long, long time. They've had decisions like Ledbetter versus Goodyear Tire and Rubber, where they said time limit of 180 days to bring civil rights lawsuits for sex discrimination, complaints in federal court. Davenport versus Washington Education Association allowed states to require unions to obtain affirmative consent before spending any non-member public employee fees on political activities. That's the kind of stuff that's going to go on when Kavanaugh is confirmed. They've been doing it all the time. So they've had the advantage, and they've been hostile to labor, and they're going to continue that. I guarantee it. And Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed, because that's what these guys, these white people in power, like McConnell and the senator from Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, that's what they want. They're going to go ahead and force the vote, and he's going to be confirmed. Let's go to Gary in West Virginia. Gary, you're on KDK.
Well, Mr. Moore, I appreciate it once more.
Thank you.
You like that?
Thank you.
You like that?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're quite welcome. Okay, three things. Number one, this is my own view, my gut. Mr. Kavanaugh will not be confirmed.
You think so?
No, I don't think he's going to be. I do not think, here's the caveat, though. I do not think Senator Murkowski and Senator Collins will vote for him. But I bet they'll cave
and vote despite it and have some explanation of why they support women's rights, but they just had to toe the party line. I bet money they will.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. It's possible, but that's just what my gut is telling. What I'm more concerned about is one Democrat crossing over, but I don't know who that would be. So as you know, if the two women vote no, he can't get on if all Democrats vote no also. That's a fact.
Ain't going to happen.
Well, why are you so sure?
It's nothing other than a gut feeling that that's what Lindsey Graham and McConnell and the other people in power want, and they're going to force it despite all this opposition that has come up against it. Look at the FBI investigation. They didn't talk to all these people who are coming out who were classmates or went to school at that prep school or went to Yale with Kavanaugh. A whole bunch of people have come out and written op-eds about his demeanor, how drunk he was back in the day, and what a fighter he was, or a belligerent drunk. And nobody's talking to those people. They're shushing all that stuff, and this guy's going to sail through, I guarantee you. If I'm wrong, you can come beat me when they pass the vote and beat me up verbally, okay?
I listened to every word you said, and it makes sense. But at the end, it may not make sense, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why, in my view. These two women are quality. The way, and especially the last time Mr. Trump talked about the accuser of Mr. Kavanaugh, that may have been the straw that broke the camel's back. These two women, keep in mind, do they want that to have on their conscience the rest of their lives?
Man, politicians have no conscience. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. I know you're right. Me and you are on the same page. You know that. I'm just giving you another gut feeling. I don't know if I'm right. I don't know if I'm wrong. It doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong. That's my gut feeling. Thirdly, I am worried about my fellow Americans. I love my fellow Americans. I really, truly do. But you know something? I had some unsolicited advice. You know the quote? You know the saying? Pride before the fall?
Yes. Pride goes before the fall.
I'm afraid that's in play.
For who? Kavanaugh?
For a lot of my fellow Americans.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't be prideful. You're right there. All right, I gotta go, Gary.
Well, only because I appreciate. Listen.
I really gotta go. Traffic is upon me. I wish I could give you some more time. Let's see what's in here now. What's up, Chris? At the talk or text line, someone writes, you got black millennials listening, and we support you. It's the angry white people in power. And to add, white women feminists just want the same power as white men, not for all women. Okie dokie. Here's another one that says, hashtag Me Too goes international. Headline, soccer star Ronaldo accused by American woman of sexual assault. And the dude doesn't even speak English. Laughing out loud. You have to speak English to be guilty of sexual assault? I thought sexual assault could occur in any language. Back to the phones we go. Matt in Penn Hills, you're on KDK.
Chris, how are you today?
I'm swell. And you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, buddy. Hey, I don't want to disappoint you. I'm a white guy. I'm a little conservative, probably a little bit more than just a little. I'm not in power, but I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
I think I told you before, your political thought comes from a healthy distrust of a centralized government, the same way any good conservative would be.
I think you're right.
We differ on what we think's right or wrong, but it all stems from that thing.
Well, that's the thing that we ought to join forces on. We talk about how divided we are because you're exactly right.
No, liberals and conservatives should understand that's where their political thought comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no right-wingers on KDK anymore. The one that was closest isn't with us anymore. McIntyre, he couldn't put a critical thought together if he wanted to.
Stop.
But, I'm sorry. But, and your other thing, and I know you guys come up with subjects because you need something to talk about. That's what you guys do. Of course, you know why white guys with power are afraid of with accusations. This has been a perfect example. This lady's accusation was absolutely baseless. Whatever happened to her, even if it did happen to her, there was no way to prove it. If she was on a court on a stand, she would have been destroyed. They would have took her out in a straitjacket. It is a shame that our country had to go through this.
Well, you may be right, but I think that a lot of women who have suffered this kind of abuse are finally speaking up. Even Connie Chung is now writing about something that happened to her when she was a college student and went to see her doctor. These are repressed memories, and they're difficult to bring up. I'll tell you, I had that feeling this morning when we were talking about PTSD, and I had someone, it brought up a memory of a time that I almost shot a kid in the back for stealing my water cooler. I mean, I had a dead beat on him, and something lifted that gun in the air, and I shot up in the air, and I got downright emotional about it, and I hadn't thought about that for years, man. I think the only person I told about that is my wife.
Yeah, no, and if more awareness comes out of it, that's a positive. But, you know, there should be more education to young ladies, the importance of speaking up when it happens, because in our country, you can't have a baseless accusation ruin people's lives.
Well, I agree with that. And if you make baseless accusations, I think you should be brought up on charges if they're in truth baseless, okay?
I hope that stuff gets investigated, because I think you're right.
All right, but I believe Dr. Ford, though, to tell you the truth, Matt. That's where we might differ, okay?
That's fine.
All right, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you bringing some conversation, some light to the conversation. Let's go to Mike in Westford. Mike, you're on KDK.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi.
In the past, I have opened up by thanking you for your service to our country, and I'd like to do that again.
Well, thank you. Are you a veteran, too?
I am not.
Okay.
I am not. And I completely agree with your prior caller, probably without exception. I agree with your prediction that Judge Kavanaugh will most likely be confirmed in the next several days. I'll just take a minute more of your time. I've been a conservative my whole life. And what I see going on right now is that Republicans and Democrats, in Washington in particular, there's no difference between them.
I agree.
McConnell or they're all the same. And I think there's what's happened with Trump, whether you love him or loathe him, there are many of us that are so sickened by how Washington does not work and how corrupt it most likely is that we were willing to take a chance with an outsider, albeit his behavior. And I'll close with this. I attended a recent rally up from Wexford. I drove down to West Virginia, went to the President Trump rally, and I was shocked at the number of teenagers, the number of women of all ages. It was like going to a concert. And I've been to a fair share of political rallies. There was nothing like it. And the point of all this is I'm not convinced there's going to be a big blue wave 4 weeks from now.
I don't think there will be either, and I think your analysis is right. The reason people voted for Trump, and I said this before, is because he appealed to a lot of people who are disaffected with the way America is going, and they thought an outsider could drain the swamp. I think he's finding that's harder to do than he thought, though.
No question. I do enjoy your show, and I thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.